Today's Daf Masechet Shabbos Daf Chav Bet. The Gemara on Amud Beis quotes a kusha challenge posed by Rav Sheshes. Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chav Dal Pasuk Gimel says, "Mechutz Barochas Aydus Yaroch Me'erva Bocher." Talking about the veil that is separating between the Kodesh Kodeshim and the rest of the Heichal. This is a reference here. As the Gemara says, "As Drasha." This is a reference to the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara asks, "What was the need of the menorah? Why do they need a menorah if there was presence of Hashem, a pillar of fire that Hashem provided light for the whole 40 years in the desert?" So the Gemara explains that the lighting of the menorah was an edus. It was provide a testimony that the Shekhinah was resting among Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara continues to define this as a ner maravi, which is a debate, which exactly is talking about. Agav, Rashi on the Chumash, when this pasuk is brought, provides a more pshat-based understanding of the pasuk, that the words, the parochas edus, are reference to the parochas hanging in front of the Aron ha-edus, which is the tablets of testimony, which is reference to the Torah, and that parochas is there because it contained the Aron and the menorah was outside. So simple pshat is that the parochas is a reference to that curtain itself, or the veil that separated these two locations in the Mishkan. Nar Gemara, Rashi writes that the way the menorah provides the edus is because of the nace, which is associated with the menorah. The menorah had seven lamps, which each were filled with chatziluk shem and enough oil for the night. And then six out of the seven candles would burn out. The seventh went all day and night. Now this ner maravi is an edus to Shechina and Am Yisrael. Whereas Rashi says here, the edus is kol bali olam, for all mankind. So why should this be so? So again, another beautiful thought from Eliezer Breidowitz, who we quoted yesterday. It says by the Akedah Yitzchak that when Avram got close to the mountain, he saw the place from afar. So Medrash says, how did Avram know the right place? Shem never told him. He just said Allah Chadarim, one of the mountains in that region of Moriah. So what he saw, says the Medrash, was an anan kashur bahar. He saw a cloud which represented the Shekhinah was connected to the mountain. So that must be the correct mountain. So Medrash says only Yitzchak of the travelers with Avram, only Yitzchak saw the cloud, but Eliezer and Yishmael did not. So Avram says there, Shvulachem poim hachamor, you should stay here with the chamor. Am hadom al chamor, which is a reference to the fact that to perceive the Shekhinah, a person has to have a spiritual sensitivity. So Yitzchak and Avram could have the sensitivity, they were able to see the Anan, but Eliezer and Yishmael could not. So Klal Yisrael, when they come to the Mikdash, we have this spiritual radar, we can sense the Shekhinah. That's how some Rishonim explain the whole concept of the Mishkan is a confirmation. We were forgiven for Chet Egel. Shem's presence is the Edus. Whereas for the rest of the world, they also come to the base of Mikdash and may not feel what we do. So we have the menorah, which one can physically see, and it acts as an Edus for the Shekhinah. For the rest of the world. So something else here is that on Hanukkah we also had a nace, but this time it was a nace that lasted for 8 days. It was a much greater nace, not just 24 hours. In some ways, qualitatively speaking. So for Hashem, the purpose of creation was to be manifest here in the world. Hashem wants Adira Tachtoni, wants to be here in the world. By Hanukkah, the Maral says that was the reason for the Nes Shemen in the first place, to make sure that we don't focus on the war, that we don't think that what we think is important, what we think is significant, is not really significant. What's really significant is Hashem wants to dwell among us. He's even going to change nature for us to such an extent. That's the Edus for us in the Menorah. Hashem simply wanted us to appreciate what we have special, and we shouldn't search also. For Hashem, what matters is not the great battles or wars. It's a Jew lighting a menorah with feeling and yearning to one day restore the Beis HaMikdash and have the real menorah.